This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Hour two of the G-Bag Nation live here, Twin Peaks in Grand Prairie. We got 4 hours of sports remaining for you here in the nation. Brian, it looks like the NBA is recognizing the same thing you have recently, these injuries that are popping up. We got an update on that here coming up for you in about 5 minutes.
Okay, I got you, man.
Yeah, it's a little unsettling.
Yeah.
I think injuries are up like 24% this year, and star players missing more time than ever. So the NBA is moving to get some clarity here. But how about the foul called against Brandon Williams last night to rob the Mavs of a chance at tying the game late? You can see watching it what they thought they saw, you know, and why they called it. Maybe from the opposite angle it looked like, and that happens in football quite a bit, where it looked like the guy with the ball might have done something to push the defender down towards the sideline. But it really was almost one of the most unbelievable calls of all time, really, because with the excitement under a second to go, he turns the corner, he lays it in. But just another reason to me why we need automation. You know, automation that can judge how much force, you know, Williams' left hand put with the off arm, how much momentum was involved on his way to the sideline. But just, you really can't catch a break right now if you're the Mavs. And that was massively disappointing if you sat through. It was a late game, too.
Yeah.
You're going all the way to over 11 o'clock for this one. And to have it end like that, you got to feel robbed.
Yeah, unless you're pulling for the tank.
There you go.
Unless you're pulling for the loss. I mean, there was a part of me that was like, all right.
Which I am.
This is kind of exactly what we wanted here. It gave us a close game. Saw some growth from a couple of dudes, but all of a sudden, they lose the game. Darn it. It's all right.
Okay, speaking of darn it, have you heard the latest that Mavs trade rumor on what they try to do for Luka? Apparently, they called into Minnesota about Anthony Edwards. Did we already know that?
Yeah, that got reported last year, I think, a little bit after the trade happened, that they did call about Wemby, and they called about Anthony Edwards.
Okay, so this is just a reset of that deal. Jason Kidd on his opportunity to join the Knicks coaching staff, quote, "We have a lot of work to be done here to be a champion, and I'm all in. I was drafted here. I won here. I love the city. I love the fans.
Yeah.
So it never crossed my mind to leave Dallas."
I think that's completely false.
Yeah,
that's a ball sack.
That is completely false. I think there was some, you know, there was some conversations within the organization of, hey, go ask Nico. Hey, go ask Jay Kidd. Go ask, you know. I think there was always something going on. I think that he absolutely entertained the idea of potentially talking to the New York Knicks about this job.
I wouldn't have been surprised in the offseason if, while he was exploring that idea and the extension, if Dumont told him, listen, do the extension. If it doesn't work out, we'll move on from Nico, and we won't trade any more players without getting your sign-off or approval again. Because I would want a tremendous amount of influence in the personnel, but also assurance that the Nico future wasn't locked into. That's the only way I would have done that. But you never know. Like, there's a big lifestyle difference from North Texas to New York.
Yeah.
And, you know,
I think Kidd was interested in it, though.
Yeah.
I think he was. I think he was talking to people. And
it's one of those jobs in sports.
It's one of those jobs. It's one of those cornerstone, historic franchise jobs that you absolutely, you know, have to consider. So, yeah, I you know, him, you know, we've got a lot to do in Dallas and all that. Yeah, great, you do, but you were going to take the Knicks job if it was offered to you.
He spent so much time up there, you know, that long run with the Nets, not only in New Jersey, but in Brooklyn as well. I thought there was a lot that made sense, but I love that Jason Kidd is back. I do think he's one of the better coaches in the NBA. D'Angelo Russell has reportedly rubbed several teammates the wrong way with his approach in practice in a lackluster effort on defense. Role player game, maybe sixth man game, just a toxic superstar mindset. Not just a superstar mindset, but he's toxic. He's not a hard worker. I guess it was worth a shot to bring him in. And last night he was pretty good. He had 23 points last night.
Yeah.
But you know, I just think it's, you know, it was you can add him to the list of players that they should move on before too long, because that's not the kind of veteran leadership you want around a young developing team.
There's people in the league. I was talking to some guys last night, just on the way home, that were saying about the whole thing with Cuban, you know, hey, we're going to try and we're not trading and all that. Everybody in the league's like, Dallas needs to get the best package they can for this guy and move on. And
absolutely,
everybody believes that Dallas is going to try and do that. They also, I asked some questions about Cuban and did he screw up the Brunson thing? And there's people that around the league that were saying that what they were hearing was that Cuban didn't believe that Brunson's 18 points a game was worth the money.
Yeah.
Yeah, he didn't see it as that type of thing. And that you know, the signing him was not going to be worth, you can't pay a player like that that's only averaging 18 points a game.
I mean, in the previous year, he had gotten benched in the playoffs.
Oh, sure.
And he was just really coming into his own as that happened. I think Mark Cuban was stubbornly dug into the idea that Jalen Brunson isn't worth the amount of money.
Oh,
and
yeah,
we offered him $15 million a year, and if he thinks he can get more elsewhere, go ahead. But that one, to me, worse than Steve Nash, because Brunson was healthy. He was younger. But I think as that thing played out, once you got into the playoffs and he gave you the advantage against Utah that he did, that's a time where you reevaluate your thinking. I think that the other factor here is just why Mark Cuban sold the team. It's become an insane cash flow obligation.
I reached out to Mark to try and get him on the show tomorrow.
Really?
I did. I reached out to him and I
was making the podcast rounds.
See if he would come on. I'll let you know. Another thing that I learned last night is Luka doesn't respect non-basketball people.
Okay.
And he, like Jay Kidd, he, like, Luka's okay with you getting in his face if you're a basketball guy or gal. If you're that, if you've got that kind of that credibility to your, you know, you're a coach, you're a front office guy and all that.
You were a great player.
You were,
something like that.
Like Jay Kidd, Jay Kidd could get in his face and say stuff to him because he respected him as a player. There were coaches on the staff that they could get into his face, and because he respected that. I learned he didn't respect Nico at all.
Not
a basketball guy.
Do we have a firm understanding of what the nature of the relationship between Luka and Kidd was there at the end?
I think it was – that's what I was trying to say there.
Yeah.
I think it was fine because what – like if Luka – like if you questioned him, like if Jay Kidd questioned him
– uh-huh.
See, I was trying to figure out what – Jay Kidd's relationship was in this, like, did he know that Nico was doing this? And there's people around the league that kind of believe that he had a understanding that something like this could happen.
Yeah.
But he didn't have the full details on it.
Okay, interesting. I know there were a couple of very public moments on the court, including in the playoffs, when, you know, Luka looked to be really upset. But players get excited, and they, you know,
in that moment,
yeah.
But if you were a basketball guy or gal, you could Luka, and he would respect those people. But if you weren't, like I say, the whole thing with Nico and the guy who's now the
DeMont,
well, not DeMont, the Riccardi, is that his name?
Oh, yeah, Riccardi.
Yeah, yeah, like he's like, nah, not
man, that's
so
a high bar. I think Nico was like player of the decade or maybe the one of the
he
best players of all time at Montana State.
Yeah, well.
You know, and had an international career. That's a high bar.
He didn't think he was a basketball guy.
Ranger tender deadline is tomorrow. They have about another 24 hours to work something out with Adolis Garcia or Jonah Heim. As this gets closer, I don't know if this is the right thing to be doing. Garcia entering the last year of arbitration eligibility. You could likely have him for $10 million in the arbitration process. Heim also was in the last year of arbitration. He's at around $6 million. You know, shoot, after everything that they've done, you better be damn sure that they just haven't had a couple of down seasons because these are really talented guys. Jonah Heim, really good behind the plate. And I don't think you're going to be able to get better players for sure. You know, you're fishing in the same kind of waters of average players that you're hoping. But I think things between the organization and Doley maybe had gotten to a similar point where the Mavs were with Luka, where they're frustrated with his lack of plate discipline and attention to detail, putting himself in the best position to succeed. I think this is what we're talking about, because $10 million for a starter, one of the best defensive outfielders right, who can hit you 30 to 35 home runs, you're not going to find a profile like that in the free agent market, are you?
What they're willing to spend, probably not. I mean, maybe they can hit on some of these low-budget free agents, but I just don't get the sense that they're going to be paying a ton of money out in free agency this year. But, yeah, I think that this is one where they're probably not going to be able to trade Doley. Maybe they can trade Jonah Heim, but most likely Adolis Garcia is just going to be leaving, and they're not going to be getting anything back for him.
Okay, I guess in CY we trust. You know, and see why we trust.
Doley said a lot.
Doley responded to a Rangers Nation Instagram post showing the report from Morosi. They were shopping him. He threw up a yawning emoji. Evan Grant said if they don't move him at tomorrow's deadline, they will non-tender them, and they will become free agents. Yeah. So we're expected to go with Asuna in right field in that situation. And Grant saying veteran Victor Caratini at catcher.
Okay.
He has a 728 OPS the last two seasons and will command around $7 million in free agency. And the Rangers have seven other arbitration-eligible players, so this is going to be a very busy baseball Friday with you tomorrow, as well as getting ready for Cowboys-Eagles.
Well, and Caratini also can play some DH and first base for you, and he's a pretty good defensive catcher, so he had some flexibility.
Okay, Brian, you mentioned the other day NBA players getting all injured and stuff.
Yeah.
Shams had the report today. The league's launching a league-wide biomechanics assessment program. More than 500 players have already gone through a level of testing. There are four rounds of biomechanics testing that still need to be completed for the rest of the season. It's going to be used to optimize performance and try to reduce injuries moving forward. It doesn't make sense why we should be having these, but they're going to turn on the sports science machine, see what the AI cranks out as far as possible solutions for making this better.
I think a lot of it has to do with the pace of the game.
Yeah,
and just how many extra possessions they have now than what they used to have. Even when you look back 10 years, just go back to 2016, you maybe had one team that was consistently getting 100 possessions per game. Now that number has ballooned big time just over the last decade.
Yeah,
and then all the stuff with these big guys that are having to do more in terms of covering, you know, playing defense out on the perimeter and things like that. It's a lot to ask. I think the pace of the game has a ton to do with it.
Yeah, it's contributing to fatigue, and maybe we are getting to a point where, I mean, the league would never scale back dates, you know, but could you add a couple of weeks to a season? Would the NBA Players Association agree to that? We're going to totally eliminate back-to-backs. We're going to get you more days off. We're going to extend the All-Star
break.
When's
this thing in, by the way? Isn't it June? When we, like, we were in the championships,
June.
We were, like, watching games in June?
Yeah.
I mean, it is a long season already, and the guys are back into their cities usually by the time we get to mid-September doing pickup games and stuff, getting ready. So it's already down to about, you know, 3.5 months off for the champions and only about 5 months off for, you know, the teams that don't even make the playoffs. So I don't know what you do, you know, but it's in a situation now where the ideal way of playing might be actively getting your guys hurt. It's a strategic decision. Maybe we decide we're going to slow it down. We're not going to have big men chase out to the perimeter. We're not going to prioritize challenging three-point shots as much in a way of preserving our bodies so we're not getting fatigued and putting ourselves in a position to get hurt. All right. How much trouble are the Eagles possibly in? is one of the topics out there going into this game. DeSean Jackson on A.J. Brown said, as you can tell, it's something else going on, and I got a great relationship with him. I respect him. I can't say it, but I know it's something else going on. It's not all about football. It's not all about X's and O's. I've had situationships with quarterbacks I didn't necessarily like, says DeSean Jackson, and when it ain't there, it sticks out like a sore thumb. And that's all I'm going to say.
It's a hilarious quote. We don't really need you to say anything else.
Yeah, he did it all.
Like, I can't say it, but then I'm going to say just enough to let you know that, yeah, we don't know the minutiae of the details here, but we know that clearly A.J. Brown doesn't like Jalen Hurts. You've given it to us. Yeah. Thank you, DeSean.
That's the Jerry Jones spin doctor school. I'm going to act like I'm spin doctoring, but really just spell it out all for you here. Is the more I talk, the more I reveal. Hurts, after hearing of frustrations with him in the Eagles locker room, quote, I just got to go to work every day and continue to try and do my best. It really reminds me so much of the Russell Wilson situation in Seattle. Hurts is just a hell of a lot cooler. They did fall apart in 2023.
They did.
They righted the ship in 2024 and won the Super Bowl. So could you look at that and say there's a 50% chance that this does ultimately wear down Philadelphia as the season goes on and frustrations mount? Could it be on the cards for them to, what would they have to lose? They'd have to lose four games here. And they don't have the easiest schedule. The Bears, the Bills, the Chargers, so I guess if you beat them, that would be three, and they'd have to lose three more times with you winning out to take home the division. Mm. What are the odds of that? Less than 1%?
Yeah, that's pretty low. I mean, in terms of the Eagles bottoming out and
it's probably not happening.
Not getting deep into the postseason.
But they could be one and done in the playoffs, absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, I think they're going to be in the playoffs, but I could see this thing kind of I've been hoping. I've been waiting for the combustion in Philly. Unfortunately, they just keep winning damn games until this Sunday. By the way, CeeDee Lamb, Nick Harris in the locker room has this, that he said that he and George were indeed out at Red Rock after curfew ahead of the Raiders game. But any rumor about him throwing up at 7:30 a.m., not true.
I can handle my liquor.
He took offense to that notion, said Nick Harris.
I could do 26 shots without throwing up.
All right, I could hold my own. I was parting my balls off at Red Rock, but I wasn't puking at 7:30 a.m. Get your facts straight.
I can't wait to ask Ferg about this. Like, why weren't you involved? Did you get the invite?
Yeah.
You know, was there a group message going on?
Were you hanging out with the tight ends?
That's a good tease.
Yeah, what were the tight ends doing?
Yeah, coming up at 5:35, it'll be time for the Jake Ferguson Show here on your home of the Cowboys. We'll hit the C-Note Cowboys news of the evening live. Twin Peaks in Grapevine here off of this, like 20 in Bush, basically. We'd love to see you come on out. We have Tolo decals while they last, each drinks and scenic views, and we are back here.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In the nation. All right, welcome back. It's the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Hope you're having a great day. We're live at Twin Peaks in Grand Prairie. You can make your day better right here. Pick up a Tolo back window decal. Have some eats, drinks, and scenic views. Shout out to the staff here at one of the most popular Twin Peaks locations in the entire country. is what we found out, because this is just a state-of-the-art Twin Peaks facility. It's fantastic, and we'd love to have you join us here. It's time for the C-Note Cowboys News of the Evening, and it's brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car or truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. Franklin Franklers, never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. Coordinators have spoken for the first time since the Quinn and Williams acquisition. I got some quotes here coming off of Cowboys Twitter for you. Eberflus said he was in his office when he was told that Dallas had traded for Quinn and Williams.
He was on his knees praying to the heavens, please, someone save me.
It's just a ball sack.
My seat, is a million degrees. My ass has third-degree burns. Please, God, send me a talent.
I am owed this. I took this job with Micah Parsons.
Come on.
Okay, he says, you could have heard a big old yell. It was an exciting time for sure. Q has played in the attack front, so he knows it. The verbiage is similar. Having Aaron White caught, and it's crazy how things work out. It's been a very easy transition for him. He's a true pro, helps everybody, and now with just his talent, his play, he's coaching on the sideline. Said when you have your best players on the field practicing like Q, everybody follows. When your most talented guys do that, it has a big effect on the whole football team. Eberflus said the defensive tackles Williams, Clark, and Osa graded out very well in their first game together Monday night. Is that some shade at Micah as well? We got our best players working the hardest, coaching them up. This is a huge win.
I was just saying it only took him one practice to figure out he needs to coach them up.
I figured now would be probably a good time.
I got you, Coach.
I would start say, doing I would the say job. That Quinn,
start now.
I would say Quinn and Williams' instincts are pretty good. You know, hey, whoa, I need to maybe coach him up a little bit here.
We got issues.
I mean, is that a thing? I feel like it is with Solomon Thomas, with some of the other new guys that come in from other teams.
Can I tell you something real quick about Solomon Thomas?
Yeah,
I could have done this in the Christian's corner. But Solomon Thomas is going to practice today. He's going to practice tomorrow with the hope of playing on Sunday.
Cool.
You know, this talk about the calf, that maybe that calf would hold him back. But it sounds like that Solomon Thomas is going to try and give it a go on Sunday.
They're just so loaded.
When you said the name, it reminded me to do that, to tell you that. Because I was thinking with the calf, this is going to be...
Yeah,
it's going to be long-term kind of thing. But he's going to practice today and tomorrow and see what he can do.
But I think the best players on that side of the ball came from elsewhere. They were drafted elsewhere. They were in different cultures. And I think that's part of the challenge of Shoddy establishing this new culture of hard work, of nastiness, of being dogs, of being physical players. And the multi-decade entitlement or the country club mentality around the Cowboys, I think, needs to be remedied. And bringing in other guys to set the tone can't hurt.
Why did I just see a Jeep where the guy's driving it on the right side? We got like a Euro vehicle cruising around here.
Oh, he imported that.
I just saw that thing just cruising on by. He's driving from the right side.
What kind of Jeep was it? It wasn't like a military Jeep, was it?
No, it was your
standard Wrangler.
Yeah, oh, wow. Standard. Interesting. Yeah. Sorry about that.
Maybe he got a diesel.
I just noticed that when he turned the corner as well.
Is he over there drinking?
The guy. Am I?
Yeah. Is he drinking?
No, dude. I'm chilling. Yeah, I'm just... Being a pro.
By the way, my take on Dr. Pepper, everybody hated it. Everybody reminded me of all the things that you can mix with Dr. Pepper. They all sounded terrible, by the way.
Pastry Chef Eric was really ticked off.
Yeah, well, you know what? Yeah,
he was very offended. He went full Baltimore.
Baltimore. Yeah. Tell Broadus.
Your apartment's going to get Shador.
Oh,
you better be careful.
Yeah, I know. I'm a little worried about
it. Might be a little more than the $200K. Or was it 20? It was 200.
I think it was 2 million.
Yeah, it was a big old bag of money, whatever it was.
Battle sack of weed.
On Savone Revel, who made his debut Monday night. He's great. He's big. He's tall. He's strong. Love his heart and his stop and start. He really
that's a bar.
Yeah, he said he really can stop on those transition routes. He's got really good length. He's a no house guest corner. He tackles. He's a good tackler, and I'm excited about where he's going. You think year two he can step in and emerge as a good corner?
They've got a really rough stretch with some of these receivers. They're going to have to play.
Yeah.
But you're going to play against a team this week that goes, hitches, and slants. That's it. I think where he could help your team initially here is if he's not doing corner stuff, to go put him as that hybrid eraser.
The tight end matchups.
Because he's got the length, he's got the size, he's got the desire. I mean, he got a defensive holding call against him, but after that, everything was kind of smooth.
Yeah.
So, I mean, playing those big tight end guys, it could be a little bit of a problem. I didn't think Dallas had anybody particular. If you look at what they did against Bowers, they threw everybody they had at him. So maybe this could be, if this guy's not one of your starters, he could be that, throw him onto the field on third down,
yeah,
and then let him be one of the hybrid players.
I love that, dude.
Yeah,
I
mean, because
well, at least to get him going some more.
Well, the physicality he plays with, he's perfect yeah. for that. And you're about to play against some really
but
good
there,
tight
you're about
he's a freaking pterodactyl yeah. with his arms.
You're gonna,
I think he can. He's going to impact yeah. this year.
He kind of looks like Jalen Ramsey with how big and long that he is.
Yeah, that's a yeah, that's a great pull.
Just get him through these. Get him through the end of this season, though. I mean, let him get experience and let him. He's one of the best corners.
Yeah.
Well, he was my best corner on the board last year.
But there's got to be growing pains on the way, right?
That's what I'm saying. I don't want to sit here and like tell you, like, I'll tell you what I see in the player. And I think last week he showed what he's capable of doing. But there are going to be some receivers that are about to come up that, you know, that's going to be,
yeah.
This is like game two. He's going to play like three games in like 11 days.
Well, you know, okay, I mean, so and then with Carson, you have Arizona, then you have the Raiders.
He's got a couple of games where now he's a more confident player.
Yeah,
and so he, you know, and he said he had a heart to heart with Shoddy. Sat down and maybe Shoddy told him, "Hey, you need to get your head out of your ass, you know, and you need to do this."
Yeah, that was a good story. Be was that Joseph Hoyt?
Yeah, and, yeah, but be a little bit more, and he's bought into that. But he's another one, you know. We don't need to see, you know, we don't need to see the guys that we've seen. We've seen enough of Elam and the others, you know, Bridges. We've seen enough of those guys. These young guys, there's probably going to be some growing pains. But, man, if they're going to be good on defense, they're going to need these kids to play well. And they've got a lot of games coming up.
And I would not be surprised if Carson can make it three in a row because you know they're going to zone the hell out of Jalen Hurts.
No, I'm excited. I think that things have clicked well for him. And I think the confidence was huge. I think he lost all confidence last year.
He didn't look like the same player he did in Wake Forest.
But he played with some swagger against Vegas. I think flying to the football, you saw just a different play temperament from the entire defense.
You did.
On Monday night. Just the way that the physicality in which they played with, swarming to the ball. They've added a lot more speed now, getting Overshown back on the field. You have Carson. You have Revel. Hooker back. Now, Hooker apparently was not out there during the media portion of practice today. I don't know if that's something to monitor or they're just kind of, hey, we're going to take it easy with the toe. But Hooker was flying around and smacking people as well. But I'm excited. Like that's part of the reason why I've now got a little bit of optimism is how Carson and Revel, maybe you get Diggs back and see how he looks. But then Josh Butler's another guy they haven't even activated.
Yeah.
And if you need somebody, Josh Butler's waiting around.
Yeah. Josh Butler's not part of the IR plan, if I don't believe, right? He's a different.
I think he's different.
Is he in a different category? Because if you're on the IR plan, that's where the moves have to happen.
They've only got two more left that
they
can use.
But if he's a non-football injury, let's see. He might be. I think I might be wrong about this. He might be on the IR plan. If that's the case, he and probably, you know, Peyton Turner, those guys. Hell, we might not
be seeing Turner.
Yeah, we might not see Wanye Thomas. Well, Wanye Thomas is an NFI because of the concussion stuff.
So, migraines?
The migraines, excuse me. So yeah, I kind of feel like, but if you're one of those IR guys, that's where the transitions have to happen. But if you're another category, that doesn't count with the movement and stuff like that. And by the way, like I said, the priority is going to be to get Malik Davis up. He's going to be a signing. That means they're going to have to move on. Maybe one of these corners is probably going to go.
You know, with the migraines, this might be coming out of left field, but I think you got to go heavy down the cannabis highway if that's your deal. Like, it is a miracle cure for many migraine sufferers. And I know, you know, some people in their developmental years, they're like, man, I got the migraines coming out of middle school, and then somehow they just start to dissipate by the time you get to high school. And I'm definitely not speaking from personal experience. But,
right.
I mean, my dad is still to this day, you know, in his mid-70s, significant migraine sufferer. I got him turned on to the CBD. Mm-hmm. He won't cross that final bridge into THC land. I'm like, Dad, you could take a couple of milligrams before bed. You might sleep a little bit better, and it might clean up the migraines for you. But I some people, and maybe Wanye is one of them, are just like, nope, I'm not a sticky icky guy, or not a cannabis guy. But at this point, it's a serious interruption to your career.
Yeah, Butler's a pup guy, so he doesn't fall under the injured reserve. So.
He's a pup guy.
So if you want to bring him back, you can without worrying about messing up your two remaining injured
I might want to. You know, I think they're going to be fine in the secondary for Philly, but you get Kansas City with Worthy and Rice, and then you get Detroit with Amon-Ra St. Brown and Jameson Williams in the tight end. And after those games, you might be thinking a little bit differently about your young guys.
I'm thinking about a 30-for-30 on Wanye Thomas, how marijuana changed my athletic career for the better.
Yeah,
weed saved my career.
You know, if you haven't tapped into that,
Ricky Williams narrates
potential holistic medicine.
Absolutely,
you know, there's cannabinoid receptors in our brain. Isn't that crazy? Like, why are cannabinoid receptors in our brain? Maybe because
there's a place
that's part of something that could, you know, help out your total wellness, if you will.
By the way,
you're a carnivore receptor in your brain.
that is true. We have a lot of people texting in that the right side driving Jeep, that's a mail delivery.
You get that imported from England, or that's an option you can get.
Yeah, it just said like right hand Jeeps are mainly used for postal service deliveries. It didn't look like a postal service vehicle.
No, it did not.
Did you look at that Jeep and think, oh, there's a mailman?
There's those the weed receptors.
That's a modern Jeep that you drive off the Jeep dealership. Yeah. So it wasn't one of those mail delivery deals.
Yeah, okay. I don't know. I could see a little tint of white on it from looked like it had a few dents.
It's a U.S. Postal Service.
Looks like it had a few dents from hitting some mailboxes along the way.
That was my car.
We got Krusty's Corner coming up next here live from Twin Peaks in Grand Prairie. Brian, where are you taking it?
Yeah, I've got some thoughts about our running back Blue, and I'm going to tell you about this Philadelphia Eagle defense. We'll do that next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.